Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. More than once, she has been the number one realtor in the entire state of Hawaii. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
Howdy, 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 howdy. I'm a little chilly here in Northern California, but again, I know those of you on the East Coast, nothing to complain about, I'm guessing, right?
I'm on the East Coast right now. It's not in Hawaii, and it is way too cold for me. This is like in the teens, and that's just too much. You know, I can handle 30s and 40s because you can layer up, but once it starts getting down in the teens, forget it.
Yeah.
Just nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but it's too cold for me.
Man, very, very excited today. We've been looking forward to this show. We are, of course, the first half is always going to be talking about real estate. And, again, we're going to our topic this first half hour, short sale, loan mod, or just move on. I love that title. And the second half, da-da-da-da, it is our kickoff of our weight loss challenge, right?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I kind of wanted to eat more food yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I actually did because it was Monica's birthday.
Oh, tell her happy birthday.
So we ate more food. We went out and went to it's called Chicago Fire. It's like a pizzeria, I guess. And they had what they call the Great Chicago Fire pizza, which is like habanero sauce, jalapenos, hot Italian sausage. And it was very, very hot. So anyway, had my last...
Our happy birthday. Know. But yeah, you know that thing about, okay, now we're going to... I don't like to call it a diet because the word die is in diet, and I've always felt like that just makes it so negative, you know?
Yeah.
But this fifth, I'm like really excited about it, and this morning I got up and I thought, you know, I did make a good choice. I had to go to Towson, and I stopped off and got coffee, and I was like, oh, I'm so hungry. I didn't eat breakfast, and I almost bought one of those big muffins.
Yeah,
And we'll talk about calorie counting on the second half, but like you know, they're like 500 to 700 calories.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
so I stepped back and I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. And I ate a hot dog instead, but not all the bread, which I know isn't really good for breakfast. But I think it was a better choice than the 500 calorie muffin. Although Dr. Nelson might tell me that I'm wrong, that it has a lot of calories too. So I don't know.
We'll but you're right. I think they talk about. I've heard people talk about. You know, coffee being a trigger. I know one of the things Dr. Nelson suggests is letting go of one of the five things she recommends that you let go of and stop, you know, ingesting is caffeine.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I've slowed down on that. I haven't totally backed off of that. But they talk about caffeine being a trigger, and I know you just described it because you go into a place wanting just coffee, and as you're waiting there in the coffee line, you see all the pastries, and in your mind, you just kind of make this kind of blending of the two. You go, you know what?
It goes together.
Coffee and a donut or pastry. And before you know it, you've 700 calories, and it takes 5 minutes, and... Yeah, I know. It's a struggle. It's a battle. I know everybody, and we've purposely kind of waited till now because...
we were being kind.
Yeah, and this is the time, about 3 weeks, you know, after the new year where people are kind of, frankly, kind of giving up on their New Year's resolutions. A lot
of people
do. Have
you noticed that every year? I think I agree with you. That happens every year.
Yeah, they say the gym memberships go way up in January. and then February they start to slack off again, and by March it's back to the normal crowd in the gym.
Yeah, you know, they say it takes 30 days to make a habit, 30 days to break a habit, and so many people are thrilled for January 1st, and then you're right, by about the third, fourth week, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. Well,
that's why we didn't want to punish people and do this in December, because we started to, right? We started to do this weight challenge in December and thought, well, we better wait till after the holidays.
Yeah, we thought, you know, be cool with people and enjoy the holidays. But I know that, and I'm looking forward, I kind of experienced this year with the holidays because I started a little bit ahead of time. Because I have so much to lose that I actually began in November and kind of got a running start. So now this is going to help me kind of jumpstart to the next level, this combining and, you know, joining forces with you and our listeners to really.
Wow.
Because I had a lot. I mean, I remember you said
20 pounds from November to December, right?
Yeah, and then four, and then 20 more, so a total of 40.
Oh, my God, congratulations.
But you know, that's the good news, and I celebrate it. The challenge is I've got a lot more.
Congratulations, though. That's fantastic. 40 pounds in 2 months?
Yeah, I was going to take a picture yesterday of my fat pants because I do officially have a pair of jeans that I can't wear anymore. So that's something, again, to celebrate, and I'm excited about that.
Wow.
You know, Dr. Nelson, Rhonda Nelson, has helped me, and she's going to be on with us here in the second half hour. And if you have your questions, of course, about that and or real estate here in the first half, it's 347-945-5428. One more time, the number 347-945-5428. Feel free to call in. And so this first half hour, I love the title. Short sale, loan mod, or just move?
Yeah, we're going to dig into a little bit of that.
Okay.
Because a lot of people think they don't have choices, and then they get so stressed out, and they just kind of make a rash decision, which they may regret later. So that's why we're kind of going over that.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to interrupt you. I texted you yesterday about that, the blogging for this, for our weight loss.
Yes.
And you said that they most of them are all most of them are open. But I know on our membership sites, membership things, if they're a member, that's private. But so I'm wondering, there's going to be a private blog out there, but we'll see.
Yeah, I know you could have a private Facebook page. You know, that's
So we, because I got Kenny took a before picture of me too the other day, but I'm not posting it on our radio Facebook page because I'm not ready to.
No.
But
no,
if it was a private one, I would do that. You know.
Oh, okay.
And of course, all our sites, when we have membership sites, I know they're private, but that they're real estate related. So we'll figure this one out and give everybody a choice, or maybe connect with us somehow and do this. And they can email radio@realityuniversal.com. And because I'd like to get some dialogues going on this. I think this is really serious about the 50 pounds, and I'm
about my 100 pounds.
Really? So you only have 60 more to go then, really?
60 to go.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, but it's again, and by the way, if you're listening and maybe you've had some success in weight loss and or you're, you know, kind of you're relating to Natalie and I, you can give us a call again, 347-945-5428. We'd love to hear maybe an inspirational story or, you know, somebody who just wants to join in and say, you know what, yeah, I'm with you guys. I want to do that. So
here, you know what? Okay, so I found it right here. We can do, instead of having to do our full membership sites like there are private blog sites that we can just do under WordPress, WordPress real quick and just stick it together. So we'll do that, and what we'll do is anybody that wants to listen in, or they can email radio@realityuniversal.com, and we'll give you the blog site. We'll have it put up by tomorrow. That'll work, right?
Very good. Very good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you want to post pictures or post, and we promise we're the only ones that will see it. See, I took the before, so then I can take the after, and then putting the before and after up doesn't bother me, like putting the before now would.
Yeah,
but
you
want to
wait
for
there's
thing.
That.
I think
yeah.
I don't think guys seem to care about that kind of stuff.
You know, yeah, I guess we're not maybe. I think because guys tend to be okay with being a little bit overweight, and there is that double standard, let's just be honest. and we don't talk about it much, but that's true. I mean, guys can get away, you know, in our society, sadly, with, hey, a little beer gut, yes, just being a guy. But ladies,
exactly.
There's this real kind of, I got to be a model kind of thing going on that's just unfair. It really is unfair.
But, you know, and it also doesn't feel good when you're not used to all that extra weight. It doesn't feel good. I can tell you, it just doesn't feel good. So on the first half, we are already into 10 minutes of the show. Should you short sale, do a loan mod, or walk away? The big question is, do you want to stay in your house or do you want to move? That's the big thing, because if you're gonna do a short sale, you will be moving. Short selling entails putting your home on the market, selling your home, and then you're shorting it. The bank is going to take less money than what you owe. So in a short sale, you definitely will be planning on moving. You can't do a short sale and then stay in your house. A loan mod is a different story altogether. A loan mod is where the lender is going to modify your loan, and the goal is to stay in your house.
Okay.
So that's a big difference, you know. And then also, some people can go into a bankruptcy and then still keep their house as well. So if you want to stay in your house, there's other alternatives rather than just saying, okay, I don't have a choice, I can't do anything about it. And your payments may be able to be modified in both of those situations. In a bankruptcy, the bank is still going to want to be paid back. It's not like they're going to say, fine, you don't owe us. But if they put you in a Chapter 13, you can make partial payments on what you know, the payments can be structured a little bit differently. If it's all included, and of course you need to discuss this with the bankruptcy attorney. If you did a Chapter 7, many bankruptcy attorneys will tell people they can't keep their house, and that's not always the case. It depends on what state you're in.
Really?
In Florida, I believe you can keep your house. It just depends on your state. And then also, you can be in a state, if you do not have much equity, where you would still be able to keep your house as well. So we just want to, you know, Randy and I always talk about how we're not on the show long enough to give you all of the information, but we're giving you tidbits and food for thought and questions to go and ask your experts, you know, as far as attorneys, accountant, et cetera, because you don't want to do anything without advising, setting up a meeting with your accountant and attorney. If you don't have one, there's plenty out there. You just want to get recommended to somebody that specializes in bankruptcy, if it's bankruptcies. You know, an accountant that specializes in understanding, maybe it could be an accountant attorney, a CPA who's also an attorney. You definitely, when you go to get the advice, you want an expert in the field, not an attorney that just does general business, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's easy to find somebody who's a specialist. But a lot of people automatically assume, oh, can't pay it, I'm going to have to move. And they don't even look at their options. And I think a lot of that is because so many people end up getting so overwhelmed with the stress that they block out even exploring anything else, because they're traumatized in a sense, you know, and they're just stuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
it's scary. It's really scary. And I had no idea. I've learned something new. I didn't realize. I always learn something new every week with you. I didn't realize.
I learn something every day.
I didn't realize you could file bankruptcy and keep your house.
Absolutely, yep.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to tell you, not in every single situation. Say you're in a state that, well, say you're in a state and you have $100,000 equity, then, and the state isn't a homestead state, and then you may not be able to keep your house. But if you have $100,000 equity, depending on what your bills are, you may be able to work it out where you don't have to file bankruptcy, you know. It just depends. But, yeah, I've seen many times and heard many stories where the attorney said, go Chapter 7, give up your house, walk away, when somebody could easily go Chapter 13 and give it up, just forget it and walk away, where someone could have still gone Chapter 7 and kept it. So it really is based on the equity. So the big thing is to really do your homework. So when I was first saying, do you want to stay in your house or do you not, or do you want to move? Some people clearly know they're going to move out of state or they're going to move to other areas. If it's a situation where your house may have a lot of equity in the future, it still may be worth keeping your house and then renting it out, you know, to other people. And keeping it 5, 10, 15, 20 years, who knows? The time goes by pretty fast, right? So these are questions, because a lot of people just assume, or somebody tells them, no, I have to do this. And you're right, what you just said, you didn't realize you could file bankruptcy and keep your houses, and many times you can do that. So, And sometimes the lenders will work out arrangements where they'll put some of the money that you owe on the back end. So they may not modify your loan in the sense of lowering your payments, but they may say, hey, you can pay back that money when you sell it in the future, or hopefully it gets enough equity. Yeah, so it's definitely not cut and dry. And that's why you really want to look at what your options are, because lots of people say, well, I'm just going to go rent, I'm going to do this. But if you can keep your house and then still get the write-off, you're much better off owning your house, unless you're doing a business venture or something. And like you and I discussed it, sometimes when people are in different areas, it makes sense to have their company lease their property, right? So, and then you can write it off that way. So we just bring these things up because so much is in the news, and you figure everybody loves the internet. We love the internet because we can Google and look up so much information, or use any of the other search engines. Google's changing the way they're doing things. I liked what they were doing before with the search engines versus now, because I think some of the information isn't as up to date. They're switching their business model, and I like the old model better. But what happens is some of the information you receive is really good, and some is a mixed match. You know, just not up to date, or it may not be valid. So that's why you always have to check it out with an expert. And then the loan modifications, they're much better than what was happening between like 2008 to 2011, where a lot of the systems weren't in place with the lenders yet, and people were being told they qualified, and then they'd spend months and months on a loan mod only to be declined. They're working them much better now, and it's the process is much quicker. Some are in as soon as 35 to 40 days, they look at your numbers immediately. So it's definitely worth talking to your bank, your lender. If you have local savings and loans, local banks, it's nice to talk to them too, because sometimes they hold their loans in-house and they're able to do more for you. So just mentioning it because a lot of people think, we're underwater. There's nothing we can do. We're going to have – now, sometimes somebody may be so underwater where your house is only worth, $200 and you owe $600. It may not make sense to keep it. And that's something else you need to look at.
Well, we went through that loan mod process a while back, and it was probably 90 days of faxing, lots of paperwork, and it was, it was worth it though. I mean, it really was.
Did they approved it and it went through?
Yeah.
See, that's good. I just didn't know if you just quit on it or not.
No, it was a challenge though, and it was a lot of stuff. But it was worth it. And we're a real life case here. But because I've thought about all these. We've done the loan mod. We were wondering about a short sale. We're actually, I think I mentioned last week, we're actually going to be moving back into the house.
You did? Did you give a notice or what happened?
Yeah, we gave our tenant notice, and turns out there's a home that is available for rent nearby that she really likes, and it looks like she's going to be able to just kind of move into that home.
Wow.
And so it kind of worked out really well, and
congratulations.
Glad. Just to have a base here on the mainland, obviously back in our home in Chico, and, it's one of those things where, like you say all the time about the emotion, home is where the heart is, and this home, we raised our kids. There's something about not wanting, to do a short sale because, frankly, we have fought long and hard to keep this house through a lot of challenging times financially. And, it means a lot, this home, and it's it is where the heart is in this place. And it's kind of cool because we're going to move back, and Chrissy, who's a senior at Chico State, is going to get to come back and move in, in the home that she grew up in.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, it's kind of full circle,
That's exciting. And, it must have really good energy because you still like it. It's really, that's awesome.
Yeah, but it's, so we're excited. And it's just, again, we're a real-life case study of, whether to do the short sale or...
And I don't think you would have been shorted that much, right, that it was really worth it for you to give it up and then later, try to...
Do
it over again.
30,000 underwater, something like that right now. It's not brutal.
And it's great that you have the time. It's wonderful that you have the time instead of making a rash decision, you know, to put someone, you know, in and let them and have a good tenant for a few years, and you've been able to travel and do things you want to do and then start making your decisions. And Chrissy going back to school there makes it all, it's going to be fun. That'll be a
blast.
Well,
in our counseling with you, I mean, you kind of bring up, like you say, there are, you know, you've got to decide whether you want to live there or not, and then other extenuating circumstances like family.
It's not always money, right? That's not where we make decisions, not at all.
Yeah, no, it's and we're really, Monica's excited about being back, and, you know, she's kind of a tool belt diva. She loves, you know, she's the daughter of a contractor, so she's always followed her dad around on job sites, construction job sites. She loves renovating and refinishing stuff and all that. And,
wow.
And, I don't, but, you know.
Oh, that's okay. As long as one of you do, that's just fine.
Yeah.
You can be the guy that goes and picks it up from the Home Depot, pick up the materials.
Go.
No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
But that's really, that's so how far away are you going to be now from Monica's parents?
We'll be a couple hours, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Hours.
That's not far at all.
Not bad. And and we did give her, we did decide, because she's been such a great tenant, and she's a single mom, and I know what it's going to take to kind of pack and stuff. We've given her 60 days notice, not 30, you know. And
the other place is available?
The other place is actually available, so if she jumps on that, she may be out in 30 anyway.
Okay, so you're given the option to go sooner.
Yeah, she can, or she can take up to 60.
Good.
I mean, we just we wanted to bless her. She's been through a lot as a single mom and some challenges, so sensitive to that. In fact, that was a conversation, and this is a, you know, we talk about real estate being, you know, kind of this segment being real estate, kind of, and talking about the heart that's involved in real estate and in the spirit and the soul and being involved with people. This was a conversation that I really dreaded, being the landlord,
mm-hmm.
you know, actually calling her and saying, you know, we want to move back into our house, knowing that, you know, being a single mom, she was going to have some challenges probably finding another place. And B, knowing that she kind of really wanted to eventually buy our house. She really likes it. And so all of those things together, I kind of hesitated.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
You know, in that phone call, you know, because, you know, it, like you say, it's about people. Yes, you know, these are homes and they're houses and... But it's about people, and she's been there 4 years, never missed, never been late with the rent. And
that's fantastic.
So just wanted to bless her. And
I know you work with a broker, you work with an agent right there, a broker, and we have affiliates too. But maybe you could have someone talk to her now, because she may be in a position to buy something else right now. And since she has 4 years of a fantastic history, it may be wise for her to do it right now while the prices are down. So, I mean, it may just a thought. Because, you know, it could be, there's a lot of different products. And some of the, smaller banks that keep loans in-house, some are offering some creative situations. So
really?
Maybe something to think about. But that's exciting. I think that's really great.
I might have her give the... Like you
Or I know you have a friend that helps you with the house there, so that you may be able to talk to him directly, because he can help right away, too.
Yeah, he was trying to have her work on her credit.
But there are some of the smaller lenders are doing holding things in.
Okay, interesting. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, maybe that's something that she can look into. If this house doesn't work out, that we're hoping she's going to look at it today. So we'll see. But very, very cool. Again, Realty Universal Radio, the name of the show and the phone number. If you've got a real estate question or comment, this first half hour, as always, 347-945-5428. And of course, coming up here in just a few, Dr. Rhonda Nelson's going to be joining us, and Natalie and I are beginning our weight loss.
You know what?
Challenge.
We're going to do that. We also, the email is radio@realityuniversal.com. If anybody has any questions about what we just first discussed about the short sale loan mods or walking away, et cetera, just general questions. And if you want to call in, also, it's 347-945-5428. I'm really excited about the second half. I think I'm getting noise on my phone, Randy. Can you hear that?
No. It sounds good.
Okay, good deal.
Sounds okay. So let's take a break, shall we? And then come back on the other side. And then Dr. Rhonda Nelson should be joining us very, very soon. Again, Realty Universal Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Randy, I'm switching.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real
grief is a natural emotion that is deeply personal, and it can take days, weeks, months, or even years to work through the feelings. There is no timetable for grieving a loss. Everyone heals differently. For most, there are several stages to the grieving process, and they are denial, a numbness and disbelief that the event has occurred. Denial acts as a shock absorber that helps us assimilate the difficult truth. Anger. When we have been abandoned by loss or death, anger can be very powerful. When we experience a loss, we can be angry at anyone or anything, the person who died, ourselves, institutions, or even God. Guilt, a feeling of regret or conflict or shame about the loss. Depression, overwhelming sadness about the loss that can seem never-ending. As we begin to acknowledge the loss and reality sets in, we can begin to feel sad, hopeless, and unprotected. And finally, acceptance. Acceptance means that you know that life has changed and that you need to find new ways of responding to that change. It's an awareness of life's new realities and a readiness to move forward. If you are coping with any loss, there are many resources in our community that can and want to support you. Please contact me at the Needham Youth Commission if you, a member of your family, or someone you know is struggling and might benefit from professional support or direction.
And welcome back, Realty Universal Radio. My name is Randy Zachary. We are live worldwide, and of course, archived as well after the show. We've got 30 more minutes to go. First half of the show, we talk real estate, and I learned something, as I always do every week, and I know you do as well. Check out realtyuniversal.com, the website there. For more information, you can email us, radio at RealtyUniversal.com. And you're going to want to write down this phone number, especially at the second half hour. You know, you're struggling with, you know, the weight thing, or maybe you have a, you know, an inspirational, you know, something you want to share, a story. 347-945-5428. We love to hear from you. On the line, Dr. Rhonda Nelson, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back.
It is, man, it is good to have you as well. Hey, Natalie, are you on the studio board as well? Is Natalie there? Okay.
Uh-oh, we lost her.
I think we lost Natalie. All right, so she'll get back on. I just noticed on the studio board, I was watching her, and it looked like she clicked into the waiting room and then back out. And anyway, we are here, and Dr. Rhonda Nelson with us, and we've been talking about this for a while, and this is our 50-pound. Are you back?
I'm back. I don't know what happened, but hello, guys. How are you?
Yes.
Okay.
We're just setting it up with our 50-pound challenge. With me, it's a little more than 50 pounds, but we'll call it 50 pounds. You know, we waited until kind of a little bit later in January to let everybody get through the holidays. And then, frankly, to be honest, to get through the first 3 weeks where everybody tries to do it, and by now they're kind of giving up. And we figured this would be a kind of a great place if somebody's still struggling to jump on board. And Dr. Rhonda Nelson, we need your help. Again, her website, restorationhealth.net. And you can find all kinds of information there, including contact information at restorationhealth.net. And we need your help because we don't want to just do another diet.
Yeah, no kidding.
No. Talk to us about how we can do this and sustain weight loss.
Well, you know, I think diet is a four-letter word.
Agreed.
And I think really when we talk about the word diet is nothing more than a word that has a lot of implications, physical and emotional. So we, you know, the end of the year comes, you go, you got that extra few pounds on or a lot of pounds, and you go, okay, I'm going on a diet. That's it, first of the year, gym membership, I'm going to buy a bike, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to cut this out of my diet. But there's no understanding about really how to incorporate your lifestyle around your food. We just make food as kind of an add-on throw-in into our lifestyle. What we want to do is see if we can kind of blend both of them. But when we throw in the word diet, that always implies restriction, loss, failure, I'm bad, I'm fat, I'm ugly. There's all that negative stuff along with it. I just think it's a four-letter word. I think instead what we want to do is talk about how you can take some very simple principles, incorporate them into what you're doing already, incorporate them into how you live your life so that it's sustainable and the weight starts to come off in a safe way. We don't want to do these fad, you know, weight loss things where we try and lose 30 pounds in 2 days.
Mm.
Not a good idea, and really not sustainable either. So that's what I'd like to talk about with you guys today, if you're open to
completely
creative
open
ideas.
I was telling Randy I wanted to eat more yesterday, knowing that today was the start of the 50-pound challenge. You know, that mental thing, we have to kind of get into it. And then,
oh, totally.
Yeah. Well, I can just – let me just say, and then I'm going to let you, Dr. Nelson, take it away, just by way of testimony. I've been on her program now for, 3 months.
Yep.
November, December, January, really, almost 3 months. And the first 2 months, you know, 40 pounds. And I guess the good news about being, you know, morbidly obese is it comes off pretty fast when you really do it. Now the challenge for me is going to be the next 50, I'm sure, you know, because it'll come off a little more, but or a little slower. But I just want to say that this, what she's about to share with us, is not even just a meal plan, but it's a kind of a lifestyle, really. And if you can kind of apply these, you know, these five things to avoid and four guidelines, you know, you can do this too. Literally, if I can do this, anybody can do this. So, Dr. Nelson, I know the time's going to fly. We have 25 minutes. Why don't you kind of dive into the program?
All right. So what I do first, and my practice is in Northern California, and I work with people from all over the country and all over the world. So I I do a lot of this over the phone, and I say these same things multiple times every week. And it is the thing that I've incorporated into my practice that's made the biggest difference in people's lives, because it will, if you, by implementing some of the things that I'm going to share with you, what happens is your energy automatically starts to elevate, especially if you're feeling that fatigue, even just all through the day fatigue or middle of the afternoon slump in fatigue. You know, you just get that sleepy kind of thing in the afternoon. If you do what I'm about to suggest, that fatigue will go away. You won't even believe how much better you'll feel just in a couple weeks. It's amazing the difference. So we'll just get right started. I have 5 foods to avoid and 4 guidelines. That's it. Very, very simple. So it's the 5-4 principle. 5 foods to avoid and 4 guidelines to follow. So let's start with the 5 foods to avoid. Now, my disclaimer in the beginning is that a couple of the groups are a little bit broad, but nonetheless, it's a group of food that we're going to avoid. That the first one is, I think, and Randy, you can sure, you know, I would welcome your input on this, but the first one that I always have people avoid initially during the weight loss period is all forms of gluten or grain.
Okay.
And so grains would include things like wheat, you know, any kind of anything made from a cereal grain, pasta, rice. If you have weight to lose, you really should get off of all grains. That would include things like millet or quinoa. You know, quinoa is a pretty popular grain these days. Oatmeal.
Oatmeal too?
Yeah, oatmeal's a grain.
Yeah.
Oats are a cereal grain.
It's
so anything that's starchy like that, a grain, a cereal-type grain, so wheat, oats, barley, and rye, those are the 4 grains that contain gluten. And we can talk about gluten another time, but there's a little bit of information there on my website. I'm putting more information up soon. But the grains are really where you got to get started, because those grains, we don't realize it, but those grains are what make us fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cookies and the brownies and
the
crap.
We got to take all those out of there. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I know. Listen to you already. I haven't even gotten started yet.
So I'm going to start running. I'm going to start running 10 miles. Maybe then I could still eat something. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, now. So the gluten or just the grain category is the first one. So anything made from a grain, you got to avoid that. Number 2 is dairy. So that would be the stuff that you buy in the grocery store. Milk, cottage cheese, yogurt, ice cream.
I love
sour
yogurt.
Cream. I know. Now, there's a little cap, a couple of exceptions here, and I'll get to those in a second.
Okay.
But the dairy, all the dairy things that you find, things that come from cow milk, okay, anything that comes from cow milk. The exception is Greek yogurt. Once in a while, maybe a couple times a week, you can do a Greek yogurt. And whatever you do, don't get the non-fat Greek yogurt. Get the kind that has 2% or whole milk in it.
Now, why Greek yogurt versus the other kind?
Greek yogurt has a very high protein content, and it's the way that the milk is actually processed. That's it.
Okay.
It's just the way that the milk is processed. So the dairy, the Greek yogurt is way better option. So a couple times a week, Greek yogurt, and then you can also have all the butter you want.
Yeah,
really?
Baby.
Yeah.
All
no
the butter,
kidding.
But what do you put it on if you're not allowed to eat bread?
Well, hang on.
I'm just kidding.
Good question, but yeah, we're not going to do it on bread. We're going to do it on other things. So all the butter you want. So dairy's a no-no, except for a food to avoid, except for Greek yogurt once in a while, a little bit of butter. Now, the third food is soy. Got to really watch that soy. And I can't go into, I don't have time to really explore that in depth, but soy is an endocrine disruptor, and it really has more health, does more harm to your health than it ever confers a benefit.
And I don't like soy, so that's good for me, but a lot of people do. Yeah.
It's in everything, Natalie.
That's true.
It's in soy. Salad dressings are one of the worst culprits.
Oh, no.
And protein bars. So if you're one of those people that you just want to get that quick protein bar to kind of throw down for energy or as a meal replacement, read the label, because they contain soy protein isolate.
I know you don't have a lot of time to go into it, but isn't the base in the soy was in paint for you? I mean, that's where it started, with paint. Wasn't it paint?
No, it, Well, soy is the plant, and they used to use it years ago to fix nitrogen in the soil.
Okay.
It's fine if you're going to ferment it, but you just don't want to eat it. If you're fermented, like miso soup is fermented soy, that's fine. But it's the soy that, like tofu, tempeh, veggie burger, boca burger, all that stuff, you want to avoid that.
Okay.
The next thing we're going to avoid, so we got three things. We've got grains, we've got dairy, we have soy. The fourth thing is caffeine. Now, if you really got to have that coffee to get yourself up and moving in the morning, don't take that out, because otherwise you're going to be laying around on the couch, you lose your job. That's not going to work. So what you want to do is you just, if you can, avoid it. If you drink 5 cups a day, try and go to 4, and then go to 3, and then go half and half with decaf. Just try and get yourself off that caffeine. It actually,
what about tea with non-decaffeinated tea, like tea without, no?
If you're going to do caffeinated tea, you can do green tea, but do very minimally, because you would be surprised how many people come back to me and say, gosh, I took the caffeine out, and I thought I was going to just be dragging my rear end around. And I was for a few days, but I actually feel so much better off it, because caffeine is actually more of a fatigue enhancer. It gives you that initial boost, you know, like sugar does.
Sure.
But then you have the crash afterwards, a couple hours later. So you really are better off without it. And then the last food group to avoid, if you could call it a food, is sugar. And you know that's going to be in there, is all the sweets and the candy and all that crap. So just avoid
even,
all that.
Even like Splenda and Stevia and stuff?
Yeah, those sweeteners are not going to be good. Those are chemical sweeteners, and there's a long list of side effects. So great question, Natalie. But what we want to do is stick with the good sweeteners like honey.
Honey, okay.
Yeah, you can use honey. And I always say use as much honey as you want, because I don't know very many people who just get a spoonful and eat honey. Right? We'd put a little bit in tea, or we'd mix it in with something else we're doing. So
I could do it. I could take a spoonful, but I totally understand what you're saying. I know I'm really bad. I got so stevia is not good either. I thought that's like in the raw. I thought that's more like okay.
Let me ask you a question. Stevia is a plant. The leaves are green. Okay? I've eaten them. I've grown the plant, and I've eaten them. You pick the leaf off, you eat the stevia leaf. It tastes like a candy. It tastes like candy that's in leaf shape. It's amazingly sweet. I just have a question, though, out of curiosity. How did that green leaf turn into a white powder?
That makes total sense.
And or a clear liquid that looks like water. How did we get from a green leaf to a white powder or a clear liquid?
What a great point.
Excessive amount of processing.
No, what a great point, you know, because they sell you on all this stuff, right? That's
exactly.
The advertising's really, yeah.
So with your, like, Splenda and NutraSweet and the little pink packets in the restaurants, you know, you obviously want to avoid that. But these xylitol, all these are these sweeteners, just avoid them. Go with the food. Eat the honey. You're good to go.
Oh, my gosh. But everything, I mean, no more ice cream, no more. What do we, we're going to starve to lose this 50 pounds?
Listen, you already complaining. What am I going to do with you?
I don't know. You had to pull me off the ceiling like you talked about with the.
You're right. Get your butt in the chair. Okay. So here we go. Randy, do you have anything you want to say about this?
Let me just interject here, Natalie, that honestly, with this plan, because right now what she's doing is kind of, if you will, taking away. She's going to be, you know, adding in terms of the guidelines here in a few minutes and what you can eat, and you'll be blown away
at
how much you can eat. And honestly, you'll get to a point where you can't eat. You'll feel like I'm too full. I can't continue to eat. So it's not going to be an issue of being deprived by any means. So, go ahead.
So there's our five guidelines. So to review, all grains, if you have some weight you want to lose, you got to get the grains out. The more aggressive you are with the grains, the faster the weight will come off, because that's what puts the weight on. So we have grains, we have dairy, we have soy, we have caffeine, and we have sugar. So those are our five foods to avoid. Now, the four guidelines, and this is where the power comes. Guideline number one, we're going to eat a protein, a fat, and a carb with every meal or snack.
Really? Protein, fat, and carb.
A protein, a fat, and a carb. And I'll talk about what each one of those are in a few minutes. Number two, guideline number two, you're going to eat every 2 to 3 hours. Now, we're not going to eat a full meal every 2 to 3 hours. We're talking just a tiny snack, just a little bit. We'll talk more about that in a minute. The third guideline is you're going to make sure that you have a 2-to-1 veggie to fruit ratio every day.
2-to-1
veggies to fruit.
Okay. Oh, really? Because fruit has sugar in it?
Mm-hmm. And okay. Number 4, you're not going to skip any meals.
You mean 2-to-1? Oh, like have 3 meals
breakfast,
or 2 meals?
Yeah. We're going to do three full meals. We're going to eat every few hours. We're going to have a protein, a fat, and a carb with every meal or snack, and we're going to have a 2-to-1 veggie-to-fruit ratio.
Wow.
So there's just 4 guidelines. So every time your mouth opens for breakfast, for your snacks, lunch, a snack, a dinner, if your mouth opens, Natalie, all 3 of those things have to go in. And what are the 3 things?
The protein, fat, and carb.
Good job. So now let's talk about... Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang
okay.
on
we
now.
Should have started it. We should have skipped the real estate side and just started the whole hour.
It's okay. We can talk about it more later. So now, what we have to do now is define what's a protein. There's lots of things that have protein. Nuts have protein, and beans have protein, and meat has protein, and eggs have protein. There's lots of protein foods.
Hmm.
But we have to be really specific about the type of protein. If you get the protein right, this is the thing that makes the energy improve right here. This is where the rubber meets the road in the energy department.
Great.
The only protein that counts, keyword counts, doesn't mean you can't have other things, but the only protein that counts that you have to have in with every meal or snack is an animal protein. Period.
Really?
Yep.
You have to have an animal protein.
Some kind of animal protein. Now, we have beef. We have chicken, fish, pork, tuna, eggs.
Tuna, eggs count. That makes sense.
Eggs
okay.
Eggs count. You can have any kind of fish, buffalo, bison, elk. Wild game is fine. Anything.
Wow.
If it comes from an animal that has 4 legs or a fish that has scales, we're good to go.
Okay.
So that's
excellent.
Any. I don't even care
it
is. It's nice, huh, Randy?
I like it.
Huh. Portion-wise, though, I guess we just eat a little tiny bit if it's a snack, right? Yeah.
Right. So if you're going to have a snack, we don't need to eat a whole can of tuna for a snack.
Right.
You might only need a couple bites of tuna in your snack. Just a little bit for that snack. Your meal is going to be a little bit thicker. So animal protein. Now, some of your listeners or you might say, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm allergic to eggs. Well, okay, then don't eat eggs. But there's lots of other proteins out there to choose from.
Sure.
So do what, you know, works for you. The other thing I get, and I just had a patient this morning that came in and said, oh, I cannot eat like this because I cannot eat red meat. I said, oh, do tell. Is that because you've been reading books that are not necessarily 100% accurate in their position that they're taking? Or you just have a conviction about eating meat, or what's the deal? And he said, oh, no. He said, I can't eat meat because every time I eat it, I have severe stomach cramps and horrible gas almost instantly. That is because he doesn't have enough stomach acid, enough of that good digestive acid to break that meat down.
Okay.
So, and if that's the case you or a listener, it doesn't mean that you're allergic, quote, to meat or you shouldn't be eating it. It just means that you need to just do a little bit of prep work before you start putting that red meat in there, in which case you just need to find somebody to work with. You can call me and I'll help you, or you can find somebody where you live if you're more comfortable with that. But you have to find somebody who you can work with that can help get that stomach digestion fixed up. And the way that I do it, it's really fast. It takes 2 to 4 weeks to get that fixed.
So you're restorationhealth.net, and the phone number is? Because I just want to give that, because we're...
530-245-0880.
Okay.
And that's how you can contact me. You'll talk to my office manager. Her name is Marcy, and she can, you know, give someone all the details as to how to go about that. But if you just can't do that red meat and it bothers you, it's just because there's a problem.
There's a reason, then.
There's a reason.
Well, and then the carb. I mean, carbs seem so fattening, but they're not, huh?
Well, the carbs that we're going to count. So remember we said proteins are only animal proteins.
Okay.
The carbs, the only thing that counts is a fruit or a veggie.
Oh, okay.
Oh. See, so we only think carbs, bread.
I'm thinking
right. But remember, we're not doing any of that. And on that note, please, the gluten-free aisle should have a big X in front of it. Do not enter.
Really?
Right, Randy?
Yeah, amen.
Don't
amen,
go
sister.
There. It's just, okay. It's more processed than the gluten. It's worse
oh.
for you.
Those olive oil. I can have that because you said I could have butter, right? We can have butter?
Yeah, we'll get to the fats in a
second. Okay.
But the gluten-free aisle, just don't go there. Don't be tempted to go get gluten-free cupcakes, gluten-free pancakes, gluten-free bread, gluten-free waffles, gluten-free. You get
I'm
everything
glad you
gluten-free.
Mentioned that.
And it's just junk food. It's just healthy junk food. And it'll put the weight right on you. Now, you won't lose weight, and then you're going to be griping at me because you didn't lose weight. And I'm going to say, bummer for you that you ate gluten-free waffles every morning.
Mm.
So don't do that. That's a bad idea. So now the third thing is we need to talk about what counts as a fat. So we protein is animal protein. Our carbs are fruits and veggies. And our fat are going to be things like olive oil.
Okay.
Butter, we talked about that.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, come on now, preach it.
Bring it, bring it.
So
I love that.
The coconut milk or coconut oil, either one of those are fine. And coconut milk is great as a base in a smoothie, by the way, because it's high in fat. Think grape seed oil is a great oil to cook with rather than vegetable oil or corn oil or canola. Those are oils you want to avoid.
Okay, grape oil.
Grape seed oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's three nuts that you can throw. Oh, avocado. We can't forget avocado.
Oh, I love avocados. Okay.
You can safely eat an avocado a day and never worry about gaining weight.
Wow.
Easy. Okay. Avocado a day. If you're physically active, you could even do up to two avocados a day. Just go for it. So there's three nuts, though, that sometimes you're kind of in a pickle. And remember, we're going to have a protein, a fat, and a carb with every meal or snack. And you think, well, I don't have an avocado, and it's not really working for me to put olive oil on top of my, you know, cucumber slices or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a quick go-to fat. And there's three nuts that you can use, macadamias, walnuts, and cashews.
Okay.
So macadamias you have to keep refrigerated because they go rancid so fast because there's so much fat in them. But walnuts and cashews, I keep them with me all the time. They're in my car, they're in my purse, they're in my... you know, my desk, I just keep them so that if I'm getting ready to have a snack, and let's say I'm going to eat a hard-boiled egg and some celery. I love celery. Randy loves celery. If I'm going to eat a hard-boiled egg, some celery, I need a fat. So I'm going to grab for a couple cashews, like three or four cashews. So we're not talking Martha Stewart here. We don't need this to be all plated nicely. We're talking about function, and it has to be able to fit into my lifestyle.
Right.
And I'm very busy, as you are, as the listeners are. So what you want to do, Natalie, is make it work for you. How is it that I'm going to be able to get that protein, fat, and carb snack in the middle of the afternoon?
I see what you're saying.
You see?
Okay, yeah.
So now, for me, in the afternoon, a go-to protein for me sometimes, especially when I'm at work, is beef jerky.
That's a good idea.
And I get the good kind. You know, I go to Whole Foods or the health food store, wherever, and I just get the good kind that doesn't have all the preservatives in it, and I'll just eat a piece of beef jerky.
So but now you said don't skip any meals, and we're supposed to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, so you can actually say you're going to go to a restaurant. And gosh, I know we have about 7 minutes left, so it would be. But so I won't sidetrack too much. But if you're going to go to a restaurant, then can you? I guess you could just have the salads and the veggies and kind of some nice protein and
Yeah, perfect question. So let's talk about that. What do you order when you go to a restaurant? You're going out to lunch. You have a business lunch or something like that. We remember everything that goes in your mouth. You have to have a protein, an animal protein. Some kind of fruit or veggie, that's your carb, and some kind of fat. So salads are always go-to things. But what is the salad is going to count as your carb, right?
Okay, but not a Caesar salad. That's too much. Okay.
Well, you could do a Caesar salad. It's just lettuce. I would get the dressing on the side.
Okay.
Because they always coat it. Sometimes those things are drowning in dressing.
Too much, right.
So, but what usually comes, what kind of meat could you add? Because we need a protein with the Caesar salad.
Okay, protein,
so what
got
would
it.
We add?
Okay, yeah. Chicken or, okay,
chicken.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you do a Caesar salad with a salmon? Could you ask for salmon
or
another fish?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Doesn't matter. We just need an animal protein. So now we've got the lettuce, the salad. That's our carb. And now we're going to add in some kind of an animal protein. So whatever your choice is, I don't care. What's missing?
The fat.
Now Caesar salad dressing is high in fat, but it wasn't on my list.
Okay.
So remember the list is olive oil,
nuts.
Coconut oil. We could do nuts. Could you just ask for an avocado on the side? A
oh,
side
that
of
would be perfect. That's perfect. That's
there
perfect.
You go.
Okay, got it.
Now
thank
we've
you
got
so much.
A stack.
No glass of wine, I take it. No glass of wine. We
well,
can't while we lose
you
the
know,
pounds.
Just
okay.
Be careful with the wine there.
I'm just saying if we've just got to see what's good or not, because it's a shame to defeat it. It's a shame to work so hard to get the 50 pounds off and then defeat it because of one or two items, you know?
Exactly. So yeah. What you want to do is always think, okay, where, and every time you sit down to eat, you think, where's my protein? Where's
okay.
my fat?
And
where's
my carb? Okay.
Now, if you said, well, what about almonds? Great, eat them, but do they count? Did I mention those on any of those three lists?
No, is it because
not
they're too...
They just don't, they're great for you. Great, eat almonds. How about beans like hummus or garbanzos or
oh,
beans?
Okay.
If you're going to eat chili, I don't care.
Okay.
Eat chili, eat beans in the chili. But what does that chili have to have in it? An animal protein.
So you put it with milk, I mean, ground
but
beef or something.
Ground beef,
okay.
You betcha.
Okay.
So do you see, it's not that you can't have all those other things. So anything you want to eat, I don't care.
So that combination is working in your digestive system, and it's just kind of one's canceling out the other, kind of, and your body's really absorbing the good parts, but then the rest is kind of washing out because it's kind of that combination does that for you? I mean,
so
I'm just thinking.
It's more about when you provide the body with the things that it needs, you can't just eat. The body's going to take what it needs. It's like a smorgasbord. Like if you go to like a hometown buffet or something, you pick what you're going to eat. And all the things are laid out, but that particular day, that one roast beef might not look good to you, but the roasted chicken might look good to you because you need the chicken. You just pass on the beef just because that day you don't need it. But what we do is we tend to eat in ways that don't feed us. They just make our mouth happy.
True, and it's so easy to just not even pay. You're right. Okay.
So easy. So what you want to do is provide the body with a good animal protein, a good source of a carbohydrate, which is fruit and veggies, and a good fat source, and then anything else you want to kind of use, any other food to fill in the blanks is fine, but just don't fill in the blanks with, like, gluten-free junk. Or fill in
great.
The blanks with, you know, macaroni and cheese out of a box, or top ramen, or, you know, those are things that it's you can buy it in the grocery store, but that doesn't mean that it's good for you.
Exactly.
So
no, this has been wonderful.
The more that you can kind of fill up your meals with the animal protein, the good carbs, and the good healthy fats, the easier it is for you to get full, and then you don't want that other stuff. Randy, what's your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was the surprising thing to me is that you when you're eating what you're supposed to be eating and eating regularly every 2 to 3 hours. You literally kind of go, man, it's 3 o'clock. I'm not hungry because I know,
Wow.
But you just do it, and it's just amazing how, and the energy level too is the thing in the afternoon that surprised me. But that's what Dr. Nelson was talking about was how, when you eat the right things, how much, how authentic really your energy is instead of being synthetic in terms of the boost.
That's amazing. Gosh, we only have about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to name your website again is restorationhealth.net. Phone number to contact Dr. Nelson is 530-245-0880. And if when our listeners or people want to contact you, they'll contact your manager and then they can sign up and work with you and get a meal plan and I guess counseling and whatever they need, right, based on where they are, I'm assuming. How
absolutely.
That works.
Absolutely. Join us on this challenge. Absolutely.
Well, okay. I've got a quick question for you. 50 pounds, how long is the quickest you can lose it and stay healthy? It just depends on our body, right?
Listen, you are an animal. Okay, listen.
I know.
The weight comes off faster if you incorporate exercise. You change your diet and add some exercise. Go on the Internet and look for resources that talk about interval exercise or interval training. That's the fastest way to get that fat off. Is to use interval training. It works. I'm a testimony. I've lost 40 pounds using interval training.
Wow, okay. That's
fantastic.
And it works
great.
I wanted to mention to our listeners, too, you can easily, believe it or not, you can easily download an app for calorie counting, just because it's things we don't think about. I was eating at Outback Steakhouse, and my son's girlfriend pointed out to me, do you know that onion loaf is 1,900 calories? And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. I could eat a whole onion loaf myself, or maybe most of it, and then take a little home, and then not still have the meal and still have everything else. And it just, I think it's a good thing to do is just start seeing what some of those items are. But if we're working with what you're talking about, we wouldn't even be thinking of an onion loaf. So that negates that. So this has been fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rhonda Nelson.
You're welcome.
Dr. Nelson, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And we're just about getting ready to sign off. It goes by too fast. And, again, your website's restorationhealth.net, 530-245-0880. Thank you, ma'am, for coming on again. I really, really appreciate it. Randy says thanks. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.